Television. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It is great to be with you. It's great to have a connection. Todd has, we've done quite a bit here on our end checking things, but Todd has basically moved heaven and earth to get our connection, and we've been under attacks, and in some ways it's a badge of honor. In some ways, it's maddening.
Disconcerting.
Disconcerting, yeah. I mean, well, why do you think we have a gun here in the studio? Really, this is for keeps, ladies and gentlemen. This is for keeps. It's for our destiny, and we are here. I got a great text from Deborah. Says she's praying for everything and for us. Thank you, Deborah, over
yeah,
at Covenant
absolutely.
Love Christian Center. You remember Deborah when we went there? You remember Deborah?
Deborah from where?
Pastor Wright's church.
Oh, yeah. Sure do. Yeah. Hi, Deborah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Deborah. And this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't want to have a heavy one. I want to go back to, having a good, happy show. So we're going to assume everything's going to be good. And if for some reason we get cut off and we have to stop, we have different contingency plans, but we'll have to probably wait till after the holidays. But, I think everything's okay, at least right now. We got a call from Doug. Thank you, Doug, for calling us. We may utilize you. Doug says he used to be an engineer and dealing in intelligence and some of these things. He says, no question, there was an attack. And, that's what we've kind of figured, too. But that's okay. We're here, and
all that matters.
We're in the right place. You're here, too, so it's good to be with you. Thank you for your prayers. We need your prayers and your support.
Yeah,
purchases,
absolutely.
The whole thing. Thank you. I got a lot of news, and we got great guests. Jerome Corsi's here.
We love Jerome.
Now, Jerome wants to talk about the wall, building the wall, and something about that. Excuse me. Similar to, I think he's got something going on similar to Wayne Allen Root. Remember about the wall pack, getting this push for this.
Yeah.
I want to hear about that, but I got some other pointed questions I want to ask Jerome Corsi.
About one of our...
Donald J. Trump.
Oh,
I want to ask him about Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
He knows Donald. Have you talked to him
since
his impeachment?
Absolutely.
What's your sense of it? That kind of thing. So we'll talk to Jerome for a little bit. And then Dr. Sherry Rogers, of course, one of our favorites. We love Dr. Rogers. And we'll be able to take your calls. Now, obviously, it's the day before Thanksgiving. We've had a lot of problems. We don't even know, you may not be listening, or it's the replay or whatever. If you are listening, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We tried to open lines the other day. We had a call. We couldn't even hear you. But everything seems to be Dave in New York. I barely even heard you.
Yeah, so, exactly. But,
thank you for calling, and that we didn't take any other calls. So, yes, it's good. Let's get to the news. Let's get right to
it. Let's do it.
There you go. Too much nonsense we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden suspected of smoking crack in D.C. strip club VIP room. Did you hear that story?
I heard it. And supposedly in a rented car, he left his crack paraphernalia when he turned his car back in, or somebody turned his car back in for him. Did you hear that?
Well, did you also hear that in the 90s, the CIA was the biggest crack dealer in Los
Angeles? We watched that movie together.
It's a great movie.
That was a great movie.
You want to see a great, not only is it a great just information conspiracy type movie, it was just a great movie. I thought it was just a really good movie. Jeremy Renner, To Kill the Messenger, or Kill the Messenger, I can't remember which.
True story, too. Absolutely true.
And from what I can tell, listen to Gary, what have you, the movie's fairly true to the story.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden was suspected of doing drugs inside the strip club where he dropped, quote, thousands of dollars. Maybe they were Ukrainian
government
dollars.
Yeah.
Maybe they were Ukrainian Burisma dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why this is such a big story. It's become that. Why is it leading off? Maybe the hypocrisy. I don't know. Let's move on. The California DMV. In yet another example of how the government sees you as an asset to be fed off of. The California DMV is making $50 million with an M. M is in Mary. $50 million a year selling drivers' personal information. A document obtained by Motherboard shows how the DMV sells people's names, addresses, and other personal information to generate revenue. $50 million a year.
Yeah.
You're an asset to them.
You are an asset.
Corporate governments. They see you as fodder. to be fed off of, and they are the parasite.
They could build some shelters for them homeless people there with
50 million. Right. They got those tiny homes. Now, one guy was doing 3D. What's that? 3D printing with houses. They were making houses. I mean, it wasn't the Taj Mahal, but a house.
A house, yeah.
A house
absolutely.
With everything, whatever, for under like 10 grand. Under 10 grand.
Yeah.
A house. These homeless could live
50 in. Million would buy a
divided
lot
by 10
of
grand.
Awful lot of houses.
So what's that, 5,000 houses? They could buy 5,000 houses.
5,000 houses. Be a lot of people wanting those houses. If I was homeless, I'd want one of those houses.
Boy, I'll say. Dollar rises after upbeat U.S. data. This is almost comical.
Yeah, update to falsified U.S. data.
Well, notice how all the indicators are now down to things that can be manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation is down to manipulatable stats. Yeah. Everybody knows who's got any sense. The inflation data is a joke.
A joke.
Anybody goes to grocery store. Anybody who either lives in a house, buys electricity, or buys food. Anybody who does any of those three things knows that that is nonsense.
Yep. Just go look at your package of cookies over the last year. They've gone in half. They're half as big, and they charge more.
And believe me, Uncle Kevin pays attention to the cookies.
I am the cookie monster.
Take that as a fact. Last carver of Mount Rushmore dies at 98.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Nick Clifford.
That's a crazy amazing. Documentaries, you know.
Watching
people
that.
Up there on the side of the mountain holding a big old nasty drill, drilling the holes into that thing.
The last remaining carver of Mount Rushmore, he's died age 98, source close to the family. He was the last living carver for the last 12 years. So 12 years, he was it. You know, I would like to learn these stories. I would like to interview these people. You know, there's stuff out there like this, like World War II. You know, your uncle, was that my great uncle? Your uncle is still alive.
He's still alive, but he won't talk.
He was a POW in World War II. He won't talk about it. And we're trying to get him. I've tried.
Yeah, he was a bomber pilot.
And he was a bomber pilot.
And he got shot down.
I want to get his story. And he obviously was just tortured. And
he supposedly went in there at 145 pounds, and 6 months later when the war was over, he came out like at 95. So I don't think he had a good time there.
This could be the biggest sea turtle swarm ever filmed. This is National Geographic out of Costa Rica, off the coast of Costa Rica. Huge. If you've ever seen this video, you can check this out on the news, powerhour.com. Just the sea turtles for everywhere. My wife grabbed one in Hawaii one time when we were in the ocean.
Did she get arrested?
No, she didn't. We saw it later. It says, you'd be arrested for touching a sea turtle.
I know.
She grabbed the back legs, and she was riding it like a little...
One of those things that pull you along.
Radioactive traces from the Fukushima nuclear disaster are now being found and detected in California wine.
Yeah, of course.
You say of course, but... Now it's like, it's not conjecture. Hey, isn't it funny how all these people say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy theory. That's conspiracy. There's another one you can check off.
Yep.
Okay, here's a fact to go with the theory that Fukushima was leaking radiation on the California coast. Okay, no longer is that a theory. Fact.
Especially when you have a rubble from Fukushima washing up on shore of California.
Trump seeks to designate Mexican drug cartels as terror organizations.
I hope so. We should have done that a long time ago.
Well, they've already talked. Sovereign citizens are terror organizations.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
supposedly.
Yeah, and the first thing out of a cop, are you a sovereign citizen?
That's what he asked me.
I know.
I said no. Why?
Yeah.
Well, they're dangerous.
Yeah. Are you?
They're terror. Yeah. I didn't say that. Canada's largest newspaper. Catholic schools must back LGBT rights or risk losing public funding. It's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you got that straight. I got something over here, too.
Go ahead.
UK court protests against the Muslim-dominated school, LGBT. They're really pushing. You cannot protest the LGBT.
What did you just say? It was confusing. You need your glasses.
I do need my glasses. Yeah. U.S. court bans protest.
U.S. or U.K.?
U.K.
U.K. court,
yeah,
not U.S.
I'm squinting here. I'm sorry. UK court bans protest against LGBT at Muslim-dominated school. So, you know, they were protesting outside the door all the time about, you know, they're pushing
because they're aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're convicted.
Yeah, now they're putting the clamps down on them and not going to let them protest anymore. So we'll see what happens here.
That is a I had a pretty, as time goes by, we'll probably talk about this, but I had a really, really important discussion yesterday. But we were discussing kind of this, you know, getting people to push in a certain direction. This kind of portends of how it will go. Right now, we don't have enough mass of people to do much of anything.
Much of anything, yeah.
Anything that we want, anyway. Mm-hmm. And when I say we, I mean freedom-loving, liberty-loving people. Virtue and morality-loving people in America. The mass, the push, is not, you know, has not awoken yet.
Right.
Anyway, this is a good indication of what will happen if we do, because this is UK. They're usually a little ahead of us, mm-hmm. kind of like California is ahead of America. Well, UK is a little ahead of California.
Correct.
And so that, what are they going to do? The courts that they got socked up will rule you can't protest, and they'll stop all protests.
Yeah. And we'll see. It's going to be interesting what happens over there. I predict there's going to be riots over there.
My hat's off to these Muslims.
I love them. I love them doing that.
My total hat's off to them. This is the kind of people that I want to associate with that have conviction.
Mm-hmm.
I want people with conviction.
We can't put up with this stuff. We can't do it.
Canada's largest newspaper threatened Catholic schools in an editorial that unless they get in line with homosexuality and transgender rights, support will only grow for an end to their public funding. The Toronto Star's Monday editorial. This is...
blackmail?
This can go in so many different directions. Like, now you're talking about the churches. So a Catholic church, a Catholic school. Think about what, then this is Canada. Now this is Canada. So it's a little different from the Bill of Rights. But that's the whole point of what the founder says. These natural rights that we have, this isn't limited to America. America is just the, that's what I'm trying to tell you. America is the only nation in the world that ever honored these natural rights.
Right.
The only
mm-hmm.
that we have seen for a millennium. It, period, zero, zip, zap, nada, none, zero. It's a miracle upon miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So in Canada, when they, say if this is America, they force you to pay your property tax to pay for the school. So they force you at the point of a gun to take your property, which is given by God. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if this was America, this is what it would be like. Canada, you know, they don't have a Bill of Rights.
Correct.
So they force you at the point of a gun to pay for this. So they're forcing you to pay for something you don't agree with. Thomas Jefferson said that's sin.
It is.
And something like
this.
It's
against the law, too.
In America.
Yeah.
I mean, Canada, the quote-unquote law. That's another Thomas Jefferson. Great Thomas. So often law is just a tyrant's will. So it's not law. Law is not what the quote-unquote statute said. That's not law. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. That when you say, well, that's the law, that's not the law. The law is anything that protects and has a circle around your rights.
Right.
It protects your rights and respect to other people's rights. If it doesn't do that, that's not the law.
That's
not me saying that. Thomas A. Jefferson, buddy.
That's right. The smartest man who ever lived.
Certainly in American history.
Yep.
Bomb, cyclone, heavy snow jeopardizes Thanksgiving travel across the United States. They're predicting the highest airport travel ever. For this Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
They're already predicting that. They may, maybe not with all the snow. In Denver, I saw, did you see those pictures?
I've seen it.
They're saying now in Utah, I think it's going to hit Utah. But if you're talking Denver, Denver's a big hub for airports. Utah, not so much. But Denver certainly is a big hub for airports, travel in there.
A huge, massive snowstorm
coming. Pope Francis suggests a moratorium on nuclear energy. Now he comes out and says that. That not only nuclear weapons, but also nuclear power plants should be at least temporarily banned because of their destructive capability. I finally have found something that I agree with Pope Francis on.
Okay.
I agree. We should not have nuclear power plants until we can figure out a way that they can be disposed of. They all leak.
Every one
of them leaks. It's like an oil pipeline. They all leak.
And they're only designed for 25 years. And then you're supposed to dismantle them all and rebuild. And the radiation destroys the steel and the concrete, and it degrades it and does all sorts of stuff like that. And after 25, 30 years, you're supposed to replace all that, and they don't. So you have leaks. So you have problems.
Doctors speak out. Julian Assange, quote, could die in prison due to horrific treatment and neglect. This is...
I hope not.
This is just revenge.
Yeah.
This is punishment for him. Breaking obviously he broke through the intelligence stranglehold.
Mm-hmm.
This again, this is a little hint that shows you
what's happening.
Story about the DMV. This shows you what the government thinks of you. You're fodder to be fed off, to be used off, to sell your information. What about the Bill of Rights? What about the Fourth Amendment? Mm-hmm. You're to be securing your person's papers and effects against unreasonable search and seizure. This is a seizure of your information that California, they think they own. They think they own you. They think they own that you are there to be fed off of. That's their attitude. Julian Assange, he breaks the, comes through in a big way, the intelligence conglomerate with, the Wikipedia leaks about Hillary Clinton. He really did put a real dent in Hillary Clinton's election.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
oh,
he had a lot to do with changing the public. You talk about an idea spreading like wildfire, you know, when you get to a certain point. Remember that thing that we talked about? You get people convicted about a certain idea and it spreads really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he really.
He did. He got a powerful enemy there with Hillary.
Military families becoming gravely ill from contaminated military housing. Oh, my God. This is, please help these people. Is Military Matters Foundation, MMF, is asking for your voice to protect the families of those who give their lives to protect all for their families. They are being retaliated against or ridiculed when they complain. So the families complain, and then they get retaliated against.
Right, exactly.
They're asking for the next 3 days for you to contact U.S. senators and do something about it.
Yeah, do it. Call.
Military doctors are not being trained on how to treat them, which causes them to become even sicker. It's a terrible cycle.
Yeah, they put that contaminated pain on there and purpose in a lot of places.
It begins. Police, another story. Wow. I wish we do have some good news stories in here, but, jeez. Police are now actively using robot dogs.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that one.
You know, it didn't take a rocket science to get a new leap where you're talking Terminator type.
Yeah, that's
technology.
Right.
Have you seen that TV show, The Colony? Have you ever seen that, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
With drones. French farmers descend on parents in fresh revolt against globalist regulation. So the French, they thought they had that thing calmed down.
Nope.
And this isn't our thing, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things that we've ever talked about here on the show, Kev, one of the most important things, there's a few things more important, but this is one of the most important, is there is an inevitable ideological clash which is upon us or close to us. It is inevitable, but those who value family, morality, virtue, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, liberty, and freedom, if you value those things, there is a force, a very organized force, that does not like those things.
They're going to come swooping down on us.
Well, I don't want to use that draconian type language. I don't want to scare people. But they have another agenda of control, the greater good, social experiments, what have you. Transhumanism. It's obvious. And you can see that they're clashing. So you're seeing in Hong Kong, in France, you're seeing the Muslims in UK, like the story. You're seeing little pockets of the unrest.
Resistance.
Around it, the media won't talk about it. That's why press is so important. They put it in a certain light, what have you. You can see how that goes. But they thought they had that calmed down in France. They're like, okay, well, we'll just go ahead. You see how they see you as a parasite. These governments see you, these globalists see you as a parasite.
Yep.
I promise you, I have studied this. You are thought of as little more than a talking cow to these people at a certain level.
Correct. Chattel.
Chattel. And so we'll let them let their steam out, and then we'll just continue forward.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is what's going on in France. This is another signal to let you know.
And if we had free, honest press, things would be so much different in this country.
Your only protection is conviction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's with you. The universe is with
That's right.
But it's waiting for some conviction.
We got God on our side.
That's right.
Absolutely.
President Trump puts Jared Kushner in charge of border wall construction.
Mm.
Well, maybe he can get
something
done.
Maybe he can do it. I don't know.
I don't know. So President Trump frustrated over lack of progress. Just take the money out of the Defense Department budget and build the wall. Or just get a partial funding. You have enough money. What's our great idea? Tell it. What's our great idea?
Constantine wire, double Constantine wire with dogs in the middle, and you're going to donate a dog.
That's right. Do that temporarily. Yeah. At least you're showing progress. You want progress? That doesn't cost much.
Doesn't cost
double
much.
Fences, Constantine wire, dogs in the middle.
And they could have it done in 2 months. It's hard to get through that Constantine wire. You ever go near that stuff?
Especially if there's a dog.
Woo.
And then you got soldiers. Jeez,
yeah, behind
every,
it, backing
every quarter,
it up.
Every quarter mile, every half a mile.
Bring all them soldiers overseas back.
Then you have drones.
Let them do something positive.
Then you got drones and you got sensors. Mm-hmm. And then it's like every
it's
half mile.
Shut everything down.
Every half mile, there's a couple soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how hard is that?
It ain't hard.
Judge rules in favor of Washington man who had guns seized over satirical Joker meme and cell jokes. This is great.
It's great.
This is great. A King County, you remember the person who, the red flag laws, they took away his guns?
Yeah, I remember.
A King County judge ruled in favor of 23-year-old Charles Donnelly and ordered the state to give him his firearms back that were seized under red flag laws. That's great. What's terrible is the
probably,
fourth.
It probably cost him a lot of money. Did he get his lawyer fees back for doing it? That's what has to happen. I mean, no. Everybody doesn't have money to do that.
Well,
stuff.
They need to hold those police. That's why, again, ladies and gentlemen, the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your protection? You say, well, God's my protection. Well, God gave you the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
I'm not saying
and
God,
a brain,
but you see what I'm saying, or whatever you want to say. Our founding fathers, inspired by God, gave you the Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. Where is your wall? Where is the protection? Where is your justification? As John Adams says, your justification is in your frame, is in who you are. And then the law, you want the law, they keep shoving law, 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 law. The law is the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Everything else is phony.
Music found to enhance mood, relieve depression. Yeah, who didn't
know
that?
That's true. Yeah, that's good. The music is good.
That's a good. Kim White, the prosecutor who led the action against, said that there was an implied threat of mass shooting. Well, any gun is an implied threat of mass shooting.
Oh, my gosh. What a nonsense.
Anyway. Drum Corsi on the other side.
Ooh,
stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask him some questions. Power Hour.
Get right down to it.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Jerome Corsi, he's of course an investigative journalist and a senior staff writer for several conservative websites. He is the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, also The Obama Nation, and Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. We've had him on talk about that one, among other things. Great guest. He's a great patriot and a great friend of the show. We're so glad to have Jerome Corsi here on the Power Hour. Jerome, welcome back.
My pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
We have a new book, or you have a new book, but it's an old book. So it's a book actually you've been working on for, I don't know, 10, 15 years about border security, and now you're reissuing it. Obviously, it's a hot button topic. Why now bringing this out?
Well, the book is the Minutemen book I wrote in 2006 with Jim Gilchrist. It's called Minutemen, The Battle to Secure the Border. And I've been fighting this battle really for 13 years. We have a new solution. I've been working with a company that has this product called TerraBlock, TerraBlock. It's made by HESCO, H-E-S-C-O. HESCO is a company that deals in for the military in the rapid deployment of perimeter defense. So if we send troops, for instance, to a combat zone, HESCO provides products like this TerraBlock, and it secures the perimeter, the border for them in the camp before they get there. They can have it all assembled within a matter of hours. This product, if you take a look at it on the internet, all you have to do is search TerraBlock and HESCO, TerraBlock and HESCO. You'll see it's a product that's dropped in the field. It's packed flat. You assemble it, and it can be assembled in the field. It's a modular wall that's put together in pieces, and it has the ability, you can't scale it because the wire mesh on the wall face can't get your fingers in, can't go over the top of it. It's got a spring mechanism. These videos show you can drive a truck into it at 50 miles an hour, and it just absorbs the impact. And the beauty of this is we can have it along the entire unsecured 1,350 miles of the border, which is most of the 2,000-mile border, done by Election Day, November 2020, for a cost under $1 billion. And this is it's designed to have a perimeter electronic defense system in it, so it's entirely got all the electronic surveillance capabilities you would need built into it. You can't tunnel under it. You can't any attempt to scale it or to cut into it is going to be detected. So this is a way to secure the entire border for President Trump to keep his campaign promise by Election Day.
All right, let me. Did you say $1 billion? You kind of cut out there a little bit. $1 billion?
Under $1 billion. See, again, this is a product that's designed for the military. It's also used, by the way, HESCO is used in flood control. These TerraBlock barriers are used in crowd control. It can be done for under $1 billion to build the 35-foot walls.
Does Trump know about this?
We've got a proposal on his desk. The Department of Homeland Security has proposals. They're taking a look at it. But I want to get the American people to know about it. And that way, President Trump will, you know, he's got so many things on his mind. I need to get this up to top of the attention on the White House. And with people viewing these videos on the Internet, these TerraBlock videos, and I think calling members of Congress, calling the White House switchboard, we'll get the word out. I've been at this now for about 3 weeks, and we have made quite an impact in getting the people in the United States to understand that there is a solution that we use with the military to protect the military in foreign encampments, combat zones. We can certainly use TerraBlock to protect U.S. citizens along the border. And it's an available solution. The company is ready to do a demonstration of it. And I'm just getting everybody aware that the product TerraBlock exists and will work on the border.
Okay. This CorsiNation.com is your website. Is there another place that they need to go to look at this? Where can people find information, your book, that sort of thing?
Well, TerraBlock is, you can take a look on the Internet. There are a lot of YouTube videos. That's why I say just search TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and HESCO, HESCO. We have it on our website. My website is CorsiNation.com. And I'm doing everyday decoding the news podcasts. And you can get those. We put them up on my website, CorsiNation.com. We put them on YouTube, my YouTube channel, Jerome Corsi. And if you go to my website, there's about 15 sites where you can download my daily podcasts as audio, including SoundCloud and iTunes and all the popular ones that people know. So they're free, and you can download them at CorsiNation.com. And I talk about TerraBlock almost every day, trying to get the word out.
Why do you think that, you know, my idea, Michael, Kevin and I here, we talk about news all the time. Why don't they just put up double Constantine wire with dogs in the middle in the meantime? Wouldn't cost nothing. At least something's up and something's being done while they're debating all this other stuff. At least something up. What is the problem?
Well, I think this is the better solution than just concertina wire, because if you take a look at these are designed to be a wall barrier. And they are established in the field, they can be assembled. They're backfilled with, the back component of it is filled with dirt or whatever the local ground is. They're all modern age materials, so you can't cut through them. And if you try to or get over the top of them, electronic detection center reports that all the sensors reported directly into the Border Patrol or the National Guard. This is a much better solution. And it can be manufactured by HESCO, H-E-S-C-O, put in place and fully assembled and protecting the border within 6 months at the cost of under $1 billion. Trump already has that money in his budget. We have to go back to Congress.
Okay, you telling me this, on one hand, obviously, it makes me excited. On the other hand, it makes me furious because why, you know, obviously, there's simple, good solutions out there, and nothing's being done. The standstill in Washington about this, just border security in general, it's a floodgate. This, I mean, anybody who knows anything about this, it's an invasion, and nothing has been done, virtually nothing. I say nothing, virtually nothing, for 3 years now. That makes me upset. Obviously, and the fact that you had this here all the time makes me more upset.
Well, the company came to me and said, look, we're a military solution. The Department of Defense has used HESCO for a long time. And, you know, for years, probably more than a decade. And it's well known in the military, but it's a little bit out of the box to think about taking a military solution and applying it on the border. It just works. I mean, this is also used in crowd control. People who deal with flood control know HESCO. HESCO does barriers that buttress dikes and dams when they're about to break, levees, does flood control work. I mean, HESCO's in the business of doing really rapid deployment of these kind of security systems, and it really works, but we have to get the word out. I mean, I think the holdup is that if we think we're going to build these 35-feet steel barriers, well, that's going to cost $22 billion, and you can only do 6 miles a day. So if you're talking about, you know, over 1,200 miles of unsecured border, you've got 4 or 5 years before it's going to be finished, and it'll never happen. Congress will never appropriate the money. This is a solution. Once President Trump knows about this, he can do it by executive order tomorrow. Doesn't need anybody's approval. And all the barriers and problems in Washington of people who either want the cheap labor or who are benefiting one way or the other financially from the drug trade or whatever their motivation, if Donald Trump can secure the border and protect the citizens from the drug war. And I think that's the kind of step the president will take once he understands the solution's available. I'm trying to get the solution out there so everybody knows it's available.
We had, I love the idea. I think it's fantastic. We had Wayne Allen Root. I was on a week or two ago. Time flies, but he was starting a PAC to raise money for wall awareness. Have you talked to him at all? Maybe you guys can get together on this. You know, you may be able to raise the money to pay for it yourself.
I'm going to be on the show with him. He's on his show later today.
Oh, wow.
He mentioned that.
Perfect.
So I'll be sure to bring that up with him when we talk, but I'm scheduled with him about 3:30 this afternoon Eastern Time.
Well, tell him that the Power Hour said hello. Daniel from the Power Hour said hello. And hopefully you guys can get together and do something here. This is fantastic. Let's change gears a little bit in the last little bit we have for the interview. It's always interesting to talk to you. There's always something going on with you around you, Jerome.
True.
When we're That's looking true. At Roger Stone, when I think of Roger Stone, you know, it doesn't take long. I start thinking of you. What do you make of what the railroad job that just happened to Roger Stone?
Well, I mean, my take on it, and I say, first of all, I'm glad I'm free of Mueller. I wrote this book, Silent No More. You know, 40 hours they interrogated me, then they wanted me to plead guilty to lying. And I refused. I didn't lie to them, and they never indicted me. So, you know, they wanted me to prove I had a link to Assange, that I communicated to Stone. It never happened. I don't know Assange. I've never communicated with him. My take on Roger is, I think, you know, why do Clapper and Brennan and these others in the deep state get to lie to Congress at will and nobody does anything? You remember the time when Clapper was asked about his head of the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, who was said about, they asked him in Congress under oath if the NSA, the National Security Agency, was wiretapping or electronic surveillance on U.S. citizens. And he said, not wittingly. Do you remember that?
Well, of course.
He's lying. He's lying. And nothing happens to him. So I think Americans are disgusted by this unequal justice. And that's what the major point to me in Roger Stone's case is, unequal justice. That, you know, the Mueller's team went after Roger Stone, but they did nothing to Brennan and nothing to Clapper and all the rest of them.
Let me ask you another pointed question. And I joke about this, but you confirm, you were right in the middle of this. I mean, confirm to all our audience, you tell me if I'm up in the night. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but this perjury trap that goes on, this is a little like them going to Roger Stone, and they say, Roger, on December 21st, you state that you had Pizza Hut pizza with your family. And here, later on, you said it was Domino's. You lied.
That's what they do, and they make in, you know, for instance, the first day I was testifying, I forgot some emails, and you're dealing with three of Mueller's prosecutors. I write about this in Silent No More, and there's 6 or 7 FBI, and it's me and my attorney in a closed-in conference room in an unmarked FBI building in Southeast Washington. You have to give your cell phones and your computers, you can't even leave this room to go to the restroom without the FBI accompanying you to the door. And they all stomp out of the room and say, you lied. I said, well, I didn't lie. I forgot a few emails. So I amended the testimony. That's why when they wanted me to plead guilty to lying. I told them to take a hike because I knew I had amended testimony, but I did not intentionally and knowingly give them information that I knew to be false with an intent to deceive them. That's what the crime is. They couldn't prove that in court. They did not indict me. And I think my case was what brought Mueller to a stop, because they wanted this information from me that I connected Assange to Stone, but it never happened. I figured out on my own that Assange had Podesta's emails, but I didn't get anybody to tell me that, and they just wouldn't believe it. So I can tell you that that was entire Mueller investigation was fraudulent. It was a predetermined conclusion of Russia collusion that Trump was a traitor, and they were looking for the evidence to prove it. They didn't do an honest investigation. You're supposed to have a crime. There was no crime. You're supposed to do an investigation. The investigation is supposed to produce evidence of probable cause. They didn't have any evidence of probable cause. There was nothing there. But they pressured people like me in order to try to put me in prison and silence me. Well, it didn't work. And thank God it didn't work.
Why do you think they were so hell-bent on going after Roger when they backed off you when you resisted them?
I think they knew that in my case, we really had them. They gave me a plea deal that was the first day's testimony that I'd amended. And when I saw that, I made it public. It was the day after Thanksgiving, about a year ago, right up almost this weekend, a year ago. I decided that my wife woke up one morning and, you know, we've been married close to 30 years. She said, I'd rather visit you in prison the rest of your life than have you not be the man I married.
Wow.
And when she said that, I told her, I said, well, Monica, then I'm telling Mueller to take a hike. And we released the plea deal. Giuliani got a copy of it, made sure he got a copy of it. And he stomped over to the Department of Justice and told them that Mueller was trying to suborn perjury, forcing me either to go to prison the rest of my life or admit to a crime I hadn't committed to make their case. And I think it was my releasing that plea deal, my getting them to expose their fraudulent nature. I just think that they could not indict me because they knew it would backfire on them, and they never had a case. They were just built, they were bullies. It thought they could intimidate me, and I would give them the evidence they needed to make their case on collusion. I refused.
You said that the Mueller investigation was a fraud from the beginning. I mean, I don't know about most, but a big percentage of America, we kind of feel that, certainly. And as time went on, it certainly, that feeling only grew. How should we take this? You're saying that the judicial and the enforcement arms, the law enforcement arms of the American government, basically ran a complete fraud at the highest levels with big money and with the highest things at stake. I mean, how, as American people, how in the world should we take, I mean, should we be terrified? Should we be storming the castle? Should we be, what should we think here?
I think we should be storming the castle. I mean, Killing the Deep State is all about this. I wrote that in 2017. It was published in 2018. My next book is Coup d'etat. It'll be out in January or February. It's up on Amazon right now. I think we've got, with Obama, they weaponized the bureaucracy, which is a deep state bureaucracy. You can see it again in this Ukraine nonsense, where all these State Department people who testified to Schiff acted like they wanted to impeach Donald Trump because he wouldn't agree with their State Department policy to Ukraine. Well, you know, the Constitution doesn't give the State Department the right to set policy. Foreign policy under Article 2 is the president. I say we got to move I want to move the State Department to the Aleutian Islands. I want to put the Department of Justice, the FBI, in the Mojave Desert or Death Valley. Put the IRS, the southernmost tip of Mexico, right by McAllen, Texas. I want to put the EPA in Dalhart, Texas, next to the feedlots in the Panhandle. The only way we'll get rid of these bureaucrats, they won't leave their comfy beltway, and they'll all retire, and we can close down this bureaucracy. There's no reason. It's not in the Constitution, and there's nothing that says it has to be in Washington.
All right. The obvious question that is just falling out of my mouth right now, you know Donald Trump, your sense, if there's as much evidence, especially this Ukraine thing stinks to high heaven, why hasn't somebody been put in jail? Why haven't we seen Hillary do a perp walk? Why haven't we seen this?
When I did Killing the Deep State, I wrote it in 2017. I said it would take three phases, and I repeat this in Killing the Deep State, which is the plan to, the subtitle is the plan to expose the deep state traitors and the plan to reelect President Trump. I said it would take three phases. And number one, Mueller would fail. Well, that happened in March of this year. Mueller failed. No Russian collusion. Said number two, we would get a Trump counterattack. I think the Trump counterattack is just beginning. I expect there will be indictments under Durham. And I think this Inspector General report that we're going
to
get.
Any prediction? Hey, Jerome, any care to predict? Do you think it's going to be McCabe? Do you think what? Any prediction?
I think the people under indictment are going to be a combination of CIA, FBI, and Department of Justice. I think there's
people
going to be several
know?
People under indictment.
Names we
yeah.
know?
Yeah, well, I said by the third phase, which I think will take until Election Day, between now and Election Day, the third phase is not only will there be prosecutions, but the American people will realize this was a coup d'etat, and the chief traitors were Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And it'll take
Whoa.
Us another year to know that, but between now and next year, I'm predicting that will be commonly understood in the United States, that we were within a breath of the Constitution being stolen in a coup d'etat by the hard left socialists that have taken over the Democratic Party, led by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. There's a conscious plan. My book, Coup d'Etat, lays it all out. I understand how they did it as a criminal, traitorous conspiracy. And when you read my book, you'll have no doubt about it. And I think it's going to take us until Election Day next year to realize what I've already written. It'll be published early next year, the next couple of months.
That is very provocative. I mean, I'm like giddy. I don't know. I'm a little excited. We have 2 or 3 minutes left. I don't know if there's anything that you want to bring up. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I obviously want to ask about the impeachment, what you see here, what goes through your mind. Have you talked to Donald Trump since it's begun?
I have not talked to Donald Trump, and I don't know Donald Trump all that. Donald Trump and I have known each other for 40 years, casually. I mean, I was a VIP guest in the Plaza Hotel when I had my career in banking. I've known Donald Trump basically since the 70s or 80s. But we, know each other as two New York business people, and then my work as a journalist since 2004. But I see that what we were finding here, the Ukraine gate has no truth in it at all. The Democrats have called a strike on their own position. I think the first casualty of this Ukraine is the Bidens. Biden's career is done. Second casualty, I think, is going to be all the Democratic candidates. There isn't a one of them, including Bloomberg, that I see as having a chance. Bloomberg will get eaten up. He's going to have maybe 3% of the electorate who's in favor of him. Maybe, I doubt very much more. And I think Donald Trump is going to be able to demonstrate, again, the deep state. You're seeing it on action. All you had to do is watch some of those Schiff hearings and have State Department after State Department person on hearsay say, well, Donald Trump didn't follow our policy. He didn't follow. Well, Obama launched a coup in 2014 with Soros's help in Ukraine. They put in a president who was a Nazi.
Unbelievable.
They wanted
is Hillary going
to
run?
Hillary's not going to run. No.
Okay.
I've talked to people who are very close to Hillary in New York, and they say she is certifiably delusional. If you
well, that makes it seem like she will run, Jerome. What do you mean?
Well, my solution to Hillary is put her in a sanatorium with a room that looks like the Oval Office. She'll think she's president.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, last question. We got about a minute. You got my mind. Gosh. You said you were in banking. Have you heard, obviously, I'm sure you've heard about the repo market, the money going out of the Federal Reserve of New York, going to these banks. you know, people on national TV are now saying $3 to $4 trillion has already been printed, backdoor quantitative easing. Any thoughts on this? Does that scare you? Does that concern you at all? Because it seems major to me.
My major sponsor on CoursiNation.com is Swiss America. I've known them for 15 years. They're a premier dealer in gold, silver, and platinum. CoursiNation.com, we're encouraging everybody to put a good portion of your investments in real value, which is gold, silver, and platinum, because even the central banks around the world are flying to gold. This debt crisis, probably the book I'll write for late next year is going to be on the debt crisis. Because wow. I think we've got, that's going to be the next thing that Donald Trump's going to have to deal with. We can't just keep printing money. And we've already, with the welfare state and the entitlement programs, the Democrats want to, you know, just print endless money. And I think the American people are catching on. But I'm encouraging everybody to think hard about putting some of your savings, some of your investments in gold, silver, and platinum. Check out SwissAmerica.com.
Do you see a transition to a new Bretton Woods or a new Yalta conference where the economic balance of the world is changed off the petrodollar?
Well, I think, first of all, we're going to have a major collapse at some point in after the election. I don't think it's going to happen until after the election.
What does that look
like? We're going to have to go back to a more of a gold standard. I've got some solutions to it, but I'm in the process of developing. Let's save those until after the election. Right now, I want to focus on the coup d'etat. I don't think we're going to have the crisis. The economy is going to stay good through next year. We can keep this going through another year. But I think it's imperative that Donald Trump be reelected in order to preserve the Constitution and to preserve God in America.
All right.
And I'm praying and encouraging people to get out and really support and vote for Donald Trump.
CoursiNation.com is the website. His new book about the border, well, new old book about the border. You can get that on Amazon. Also, TerraBlock, you can check that out. And then Call the White House. And really just prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. This is real. Jerome Corsi understands this is real. It's an absolute pleasure, my friend, and I look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dan. Great to be with you.
God bless you. Tell Wayne hi. See ya.
I will. Bye-bye.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now.